This is Bela Lugosi. I've asked to join in writing this letter for the very special reason. Everybody here in the United States thinks of me only as a character in horror pictures. And I'm getting a little bit tired of hearing the audiences come away from the theater saying, "Wasn't Lugosi frightful? Boo!" I wouldn't mind being a monster for the rest of my life. Honest, I wouldn't. If only one picture, just one teensy, weensy little picture, I could play a nice guy. It would be so wonderful.
There, Mr. Lugosi. I know exactly how you feel.
And who are you?
My name is Horton, Edward Everett Horton, and in every movie I've ever made, I cringe like this. Oh, dear. It's a disgusting way to make a living, isn't it? Well, my lifelong ambition has been to get a part someday where somebody else cringes at me.
Well, I think maybe the three of us can do business.
Horton, who is this man?
I really don't know. I've never seen him before.
Haven't you fellas ever noticed on the screen, written by Gregory Ratoff, produced by Gregory Ratoff, directed by Gregory Ratoff, montage effects by Gregory Ratoff?
I have. I most certainly have. Well, who are you?
I ain't Walter Disney. Look, Mr. Lugosi and Mr. Horton, I'm now having screen test for my next picture. And I think I may have a place in it for you, too. It's a Gregory Ratoff production entitled The Werewolf of Chillicothe.
No. Not a werewolf. Not that.
No. You aren't the werewolf, Bella. No. That's Edward Everett Horton's part.
Oh, really? Oh, me? Oh, a werewolf. Well, really?
Then what do I play, Gregory?
Well, Bella, you play a freshman at Princeton.
Can't I be a sophomore? I look awful in a beanie.
You are a freshman and shut up. Now, look. Here is the story. Bella, in The Werewolf of Chillicothe, you are a bouncing young juvenile named Reginald Gable, who just has fallen in love, he fallen heir to the family mansion in Chillicothe. It's Gables, Gables.
Sounds like German double talk.
But there is a rumor about Chillicothe that in a dark, dark cellar of the old mansion lives a werewolf.
Oh, how horrible. Oh, my. A werewolf?
Yes, and that's you, Eddie.
Me?
Yes, you're the werewolf. You are ruthless. You are cruel. You're inhuman.
Oh, I am?
You are the most fiendish werewolf that was ever born. You are half wolf, half tiger, and half man.
Oh, right. Oh, now, wait a minute. That's three halves.
Well, it's a big part. Oh.
How is my makeup, Gregory? Do I look like a romantic young college boy?
Bella, pull in your fangs.
What?
Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, that's better. Now, Bella, you come into a mansion very happily. Little do you know what lurks in the shadows to greet you. Okay? All right, let's rehearse.
Here I am in my grandmother's ancestral mansion. Not much like the happy frat house back in Princeton, is it?
Cut.
What's the matter?
Bella, my friend, you've got to be lighter. You've got to be gayer. Put some little chuckles into the laugh.
Oh, like this?
Never mind. Let's go on with the test. Now, Bella, you go down the cellar steps whistling very gaily.
Is that all right?
I've seen more gaiety at the wake. But it'll have to do. Now look, Eddie. There is where we get our first glimpse of you as the werewolf. As Bella comes down the stairs, you are crouching in wait for him.
Yes, Mr. Ratoff, yes, I'm crouched.
You leer up at him as he approaches you.
Oh, isn't this exciting?
And then you spring at him with a frightening noise. All right? Action! Leer, Eddie, leer.
I'm leering.
Now spring at him with a frightening noise.
Boo!
Cut! Now look, Eddie. Do you think that would frighten Lugosi?
Well, really, Mr. Ratoff, he's a big order to frighten. Couldn't I start off by frightening Shirley Temple and sort of work up?
Never mind. Never mind. Go on with the scene. Now you howl it.
Howl it.
Yeah.
Woo! Was that a howl I heard? Oh, no. It was nothing but the wind blowing through the trellis outside the rumpus room.
Woo!
And yet, gee willikers. That sounded almost human.
Isn't this eerie?
No, it's chillacote. Now look, Bella. You catch a glimpse of this horrible creature. And now you cringe. Go ahead. Cringe.
Oh.
You call that a cringe? Really, I could cringe better than that when I was still in grammar school.
Well, it isn't as bad as your howl.
What's the matter with my howl?
Now, please, boys, please, let's not snap at each other.
Your howl stinks. You want to hear a real howl? Listen.
Ah, Gregory. Gregory, he howled at me. He howled at me. Radoff, he howled at me. Here, I'm going to tell my agent.
A fine werewolf you are. Can't even howl.
I have never in my life been so publicly insulted. That's terrible. That's terrible. Please, just an amateur.
Quiet! Quiet! Quiet, please.
Who do you think you are, Bela Lugosi?
Gentlemen, there is nothing to fight about. I'm going to give you both contracts in my new picture.
Really? You like our characterization?
They are wonderful, sensational. All you've got to do is just to sign right here.
You mean you're really going to sign us to act these parts?
Who said anything about acting? I'm signing you both as stand-ins.
Stand-ins?
Well, 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 who plays the parts?
Gentlemen, this is a Gregory Ratoff production, and naturally I'm playing both of the parts myself.